The Normal Town Council, like much of America, is discussing police and race. The council last night heard a report from a subgroup of the committee that developed the town's 2040 vision plan back in November. Group members said they knew there was more work to do, and they've been meeting since January with Police Chief Rick Bleichner to develop recommendations they hope the town will adopt in some fashion to fight racism and improve community policing. In the studio is Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos, who joins us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. He's joined by the CEO of the YWCA of McLean County and subgroup co-chair Dante Lotson. Thanks to both of you for joining us on Sound Ideas today. We appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
I know people in my position are supposed to be fair and balanced and unbiased, but last night's discussion made me proud to be a resident of this community. Mayor Koos, what was your reaction?
I thought the presentation and the work that this subgroup had done, very tough work, was exemplary. And the notion of grabbing somebody else's model, putting a stamp on it, and say, now this is the town of Normal, did not happen. What they talked about was culture change. And that's harder, but that's what gets things done.
There are essentially five recommendations, including one for a community police and culture board. We'll get to all of that in a moment. But first, Dante, tell me about the process and the meetings, which I guess were uncomfortable, filled with frank discussion, but ultimately productive.
Yes, I think the process was a really good example of what can happen when we're being very honest about facing the realities that we're dealing with here, not only in the country and some of what we see happening nationally, but right here, even in our own backyards. And that was a perfect way to level set, and I'm going to continue to give a ton of credit to the town of Normal and the leadership, starting with, my good friend right here to my right, Mayor Koos, as well as our longtime city manager, Mark Peterson, and the chief, Rick Bleichner. They all stepped in. And what I want to say about the process itself and what allowed us to get further down the road was that I think it had to be the very first conversation. We were talking and everyone was there listening, and I can say that you could probably count the number of words said by these city officials. They were there to truly listen and learn, and as a result, I think we came out with a very good, strong product. And I also want to thank the folks who were there each month, spending their time to make this right, and just a very strong, positive experience.
Tell me about working with the Normal Police Department since January on this difficult topic.
Mm-hmm. So I would have to say that I was pleasantly surprised to work with Chief Bleichner, and the way that this happened. And once again, I have to give him credit, because it would have been very easy to bring in a significant number of law enforcement officials. The potential problem with that is that there is a real power gradient, right, between your traditional or your average community member and someone who has the power, authority, carries a gun, and who has the full weight and law of the United States Constitution behind them. That can be somewhat daunting. So Rick knew the value and importance of listening, hearing what was said, and then working with the community members and determining the best way to come back and share that with his team. But we knew we needed to be careful about that. And I also want to be clear about this. While Rick did that, there were also members of this group who did, in essence, did the same. We didn't go out to members, let's say, of the alliance that took place over in Bloomington or other groups. What we did is we said, hey, we're having these conversations. We were very limited with the details, because we knew that they still needed to be worked out. And sometimes you've got to huddle up to figure out what you're going to use a football analogy now that football is upon us. You huddle up, you develop a play, and then you go out to execute that play. And I think right now we're in that phase where we're about ready to break the huddle and to talk about what the next steps are.
Chris, this is an outgrowth of the town's 2040 vision plan. Can you remind people of this plan and a little bit about what's in it?
The 2040 vision plan kind of went along with our update of our comprehensive plan. And every 5 years, we assemble a group of people to take a deep dive in what they think our community would or should look like in 25 years. And that's a tough thing to do, that kind of futurism, the futuristic visioning. This year, I decided that I wanted the most diverse group of people that I could assemble to do this, and that includes ethnicity, socioeconomic, and age. And I think I accomplished some of that. That we got a different faces at the table, and what they come up with, the product they've come up with, talks about all facets of the community, economic development, education, environment.
A dozen or so core values.
Oh, absolutely.
So one of those core values, Dante, and specifically what you're working on, is the report you delivered last night has a deep connection to the fourth core value in the vision, social equity. Can you talk a little bit about that and the connection to what you were working on with this subgroup and that core value?
Sure. So social equity is very important, and we know that throughout the community, when you hear people talk about the opportunities, their experiences, their quality of life, there are certain segments of our community where that is just simply not a very positive experience. And for us, we knew that we could deliver a document and be the culmination of the original 2040 doc, and we could move on with some very limited recommendations, or we could step up, answer the challenge of what, in terms of what we're facing as a nation and what we see trickling down here at the local level. And we knew we needed to really, that it deserved its own space and time for us to grapple with the very difficult issues and matters that face us. So We didn't want to leave that to chance. We all do this work because we love it, and we knew that Normal, given the strong leadership courage and what they've done and how they have really grown as a town and how progressive they are, that they would be game for this. And turns out that it looks like it's going to be very positive.
Okay, Dante Lotson, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas. Mayor Coos, thank you as well. We appreciate it. Chris Coos is the mayor of the town of Normal. Dante Lotson is the CEO of the YWCA of McLean County. Lotson helped develop and deliver a report on race and police to the Normal Town Council last night. You can see that report at WGLT.org.